There was something that Jesus did that brought him a great deal of notoriety, brought him some followers, brought his enemies into focus very closely upon him, and that was the raising of Lazarus of Bethany from the dead. Lazarus, I believe, was a well-known man. His sisters lived with him there, Mary and Martha. Jesus loved this family and spent time with them and was in their home. And word came to Jesus one time that Lazarus was ill. So Jesus said, I'll go. But he stayed around and delayed in his going for 4 days. Then he says, we're going to go and wake up our friend Lazarus. He's asleep. And his disciples said, well, if he's sleeping, then he'll be okay. And Jesus said, no, he's dead. And when he finally came there, he found that Lazarus had been in the grave 4 days already. Now, the graves in those days were sort of like caves, hollowed out places in the rock where there was a place for the person to decay. They were wrapped up. They decayed for a certain amount of time. And then after a year, the family would come back in, unseal the tomb, take the bones of the person and put them in a stone box, which is called an ossuary. So they had laid Lazarus out there, and it had been 4 days. The interesting thing about this is the reaction of the people and of Jesus at the death of Lazarus. John chapter 11, verse 17. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it you. And Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And she said unto him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master has come and calls for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then were with her in the house and comforted her. And when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goes into the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if you had been there, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, look how he loved him. Jesus cares very deeply about our lives. He loves us, and he does not like it when we suffer. Sin brought death into this world, and each must go through that portal. Jesus weeps at our sorrow. He cares about us and our affliction, and it is through faith in him that death is conquered. You see, he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead, but Lazarus eventually had to die and stay dead. Jesus knew that he would be raised, but he still wept because this is a difficult thing and he cares for us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I know that someday I will have to face tragedy in my life. The death of others I love and my own death will come. I know that you care for me through all of it. I pray that my faith in Jesus may remain strong so that I may have eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.